tactics to deploy in the field for you special agents of the kingdom of God. Now, the story of Christmas is full of very sound tactics, some sound advice on the enemy's works, and we'll also cover some issues related to the weapons of our warfare at this time. And those children can gather somewhere to do some wreaths. I think they're heading out to the meeting room. Would someone mind moving this table for me before it blows up? Thank you, soldiers. All right. First of all, I want to cover off some resistance fighter tactics. You are resistance fighters, you are in the field, you may not yet be activated, but any moment you could be called up to duty. Not Judy, duty. Advance one for me, thanks. First step, always make sure your tools work. You've got to have the right stuff, people. You've got to have the right stuff. If you're going to be a resistance fighter in this king's army, you've got to have the right stuff. Next slide for me, please, soldier. Private Daniel. Any minute, there we go. Stay humble. Stay vigilant in this war. The best resistance fighters never seem the type. They hide in plain sight. You'd never suspect them. The enemy always underestimates what HQ, or heavenly quarters, can do with normal, humble people, just like you. Agents Mary and Joseph are a classic example of what HQ is looking for and what the enemy keeps overlooking, simple folk just going about their lives with little fuss. Are you one of those folk, agents? Your job as a resistance fighter is to keep your head down, keep your noses clean, and the comm lines to HQ as clear and open as possible. It may not seem like it at times, but HQ keeps close tabs on your lives, looking for people who can help the kingdom's war efforts against the enemy. You never know when you might be activated, so stay sharp. Stay humble, stay vigilant, stay sharp. Next slide, please, Private Daniel. Fearless obedience is crucial if you are going to have the right stuff. I think we can all agree an unmarried virgin getting pregnant is a radical plan from HQ. It demanded a lot of trust from Agents Mary and Joseph. But they trusted HQ and went through with the plan. It wouldn't have worked if they didn't obey like good soldiers. We owe them a lot. And we also learn from their example. When HQ gets in touch, follow through. It's what a good soldier does. And it's the essence of true freedom. Those civvies, those civilians, they don't know what true freedom is. They think it's choosing their own path. But we soldiers know better. We know you pick a side. There are no neutral territories. You are fighting for someone or something, whether you know it or not. The true soldier knows that true freedom is choosing the right side and sticking to it. So choose your side and obey. Because fearless obedience is crucial. Do you, agents, have the right stuff? Do you have the right stuff in this man's war? This man's and woman's war? That's not a fight I'm going to get into. Are you humble? Are you vigilant? Are you fearless in obedience? Let us now talk briefly about the enemy's tactics. I do not want you to go into this war unprepared. Where are we at, Private? Thank you. Next one, please. The enemy's tactics, first of all, they will try and suck you into the wrong fight. You cannot fight every battle. The enemy will throw everything at you. You will look around and think there are problems left, problems right, problems down the center. They're not all your problems. Resistance fighters know how to choose very carefully the strategy that will be of most impact. And HQ knows better than you what fight they are going to deploy you in. Do not think that every battle is yours to fight. That will just wear you out and wear you down, and stop listening to HQ. Tactic number one of the enemy, and I see it all the time, is to suck us into the wrong fight, trying to fight every front. Take, for instance, the Roman mandate for a census. Unheard of for a government to make mandates. Mary and Joseph, special agents as they were and activated, had their orders from heavenly quarters. And if they were going to obey the orders from Rome, it would put HQ's plans at risk. Mary was forced to travel while pregnant and give birth in less than ideal conditions. Do not look at the nativity scene and think it's sweet. No one gives birth in a stable and puts their newborn child in a feeding trough. That's not normal. That's resistance fighter tactics under extreme conditions. These are genuine risks, but directly confronting the Roman Empire is not their task. That was not their orders. Bear the child, bring it into the world. Remember, keep your head down, your nose is clean, and obey. They saw the problems, but they went ahead trusting that HQ would back them up, and HQ backed them up. And all went well as could be. But we must not forget that there are genuine risks. So the second tactic, so commonly deployed by the enemy, if they cannot suck us into the wrong fight and tire us out and take us out of the true battle, they will use intimidation, which would be the next slide if it hasn't already been done. Thank you, Private. There'll be some words. Intimidation is another classic tactic of the enemy in the heart of much of its work. Try and remove agents by scaring them. Now, a true soldier, such as you are, or resistance fighter, knows there are risks, accepts there are risks, and expects there to be risks if they're truly in the fight. When the enemy has failed to flush agents Mary and Joseph out into the open with this cunning mandate, while they keep their heads down and flew below the radar, all very good tactical terms, the enemy had to resort to violence and activated its favorite agent, King Herod, a true servant of the enemy, if ever there has been one. And King Herod, true to form, sent soldiers into the area to try and wipe out the threat. Not knowing where, just bomb via nuclear solution the entire zone. But fortunately, HQ was on the money, sent them away. And so they hid in Egypt. But they were not taken out of the game there either. Seeing the horrors that was possible, nevertheless, when it was time, they came back into the field. They did not get intimidated out of the fight. Do not forget, if you are a soldier, there will be casualties. And you may be one of them. Stay in the fight. Okay. I hope I haven't scared you yet. Let us now talk about the standard weapons of our warfare. What does HQ fit us with for this battle? Where are we at, Private? Next one, please. We have our standard AK-777. You might have heard of the AK-47. This is the updated version, a more perfect model, shall we say. AK meaning alternative knowledge. Perfect alternative knowledge, semi-automatic assault rifle. With this, you can do a great deal of good. And I hope you have yours on you. Yes, no? Yours might look like a book. Oh. Oh. Now, the AK-777 is loaded with holy points. Next slide, please. You might be more familiar with hollow points. This kind of munition has the point of the bullet hollowed out so that on impact it mushrooms, creates a much wider area and creates a shockwave so great it will jellyfy your organs. For this reason, the Geneva Convention has banned hollow points for use in war. They're just not humane enough even for war. So that's what a hollow point is. A holy point is similar, but instead of tearing the body apart, it builds the body up. Oh, everyone go, oh. These AK-777s are loaded with holy points, and here's what they can do, or here's what they might look like. A holy point is a well-timed, targeted scripture. This is not loaded, by the way, just safety's sake. Everyone, safety first. Safety first. A well-timed scripture, perfectly suited to the moment. Sometimes, admittedly, when you're with your gun, you might cause self-inflicted wounds. You might have come across those. You're reading, you're handling your AK-777 and you realize it's shot you instead. That's okay. A holy point is always good no matter who it hits. It could be a statement of genuine praise of someone's gifts or abilities. Not flattery, by the way. We're not here to flatter people. It's got to be true. It's got to be real. But if you see something in someone that is good, why not point it out? A holy point can do great good. It could be an older person complimenting or taking notice of a younger person. You may not realize what impact you can have on lives younger than your own. A holy point can do great good. It could be a bunch of flowers or a bar of chocolate or someone for someone hurting or celebrating. Just a small gesture to say I'm with you. And it can be an unsolicited, out-of-the-blue comment that tells someone how you value them and shows you are thinking of them. Always be ready with holy points. Be armed with your AK-777, your alternative knowledge, your perfect alternative knowledge. Do some good. It is your most effective tool in these times of warfare. And if you've ever been hit by a holy point bullet, you know what I mean, and that they seem simple, but can create a sizable impact of goodness. We also are equipped with hand grenades for that group situation when you need a larger impact. I call them cheery bombs. And that just brought good cheer. These are on endless supply from HQ, so do not fear if you think that you've used one and can't do another one. There is always more. A cheery bomb, how is this to be used? Well, they are effective anywhere there is a group who need a lift, need a cheer up, encouragement, some hope, a bit of light in dark times. Very Christmassy, don't you think? Tactical deployment of the cheery bomb hand grenade works on all manner of situations. You could be sitting at work with morning tea with your colleagues. You could be in a school classroom. You could be at a sports club. Wherever there are groups of people who for some reason seem a bit down and negative and sad, now is it time to deploy a cheery bomb. You are hoping to turn a sour mood around, restore some hope, bring a little perspective, perhaps just reduce the harm of doomsayers and conspiracy theorists. They take all forms. Might I suggest a good one is to shift the focus and remind people of what they do have, instead of obsessing about what we think we don't have. How about, yes, life is tough, but it could be worse, or I'm grateful for. These are very effective cheery bomb lobs. Provide a little perspective. Sometimes we think the world is going to end because we see some problems. Life is actually better now than it ever has been. It might surprise you. We seem to forget that. It is good to say things like, we've faced challenges before, you know, and things have worked out okay. Remind people there is a Father in heavenly quarters, not just a general nuisance. There is a Father looking down on us who cares. And so maybe we could say something like, well, should we pray? It won't work in every situation. And you might need to phrase it, can I pray? Of course, you can always plan something nice. If you think the mood is turning sour in your workplace or whatever it is, bring a cake in for morning tea the next day. Or take people out for coffee, encourage people to go out for coffee, or do something for the group to shift the mood. Cherry bombs are very effective. And finally, we can always call in an ear aid, also known as a prayer aid. HQ has an elite squad of fighters known as the SAS, Send a Saint. Some of these are messengers we might be familiar with in the Christmas story. We've heard of Gabriel, for instance, or the angelic choir. Even the shepherds and the wise men bearing gifts are all saints that HQ have sent. Calling in a prayer aid is asking for a little help when you need it. Sometimes, remember, you are the SAS. You are the saint being sent. And let me give you a little bit of encouragement if you find yourself one of God's SAS, because don't forget, special missions bring special trials. Perhaps you are a saint sent to always be praying for others, but no one seems to think to pray for you. Well, then you're an SAS. Be proud. Perhaps you're giving more financially than others and wonder why the burden falls on you. It might be because you're part of God's SAS. Perhaps you wonder why you're always giving care to others and no one seems to care for you. It might be because you're part of God's SAS. Harden up, soldier. Well, that's all we have today for today's refresher course. I hope that you are now up to speed and feel once again commissioned for this resistance effort. Don't forget to pick up your Battle On with Baby Jesus certificate before you leave. And I actually do have some. Less certificates and more fridge magnets. And if I run out, we can always do more. A good reminder always that in this God's army, we are not fighting alone. We're not fighting without purpose. And we're not fighting to lose. We have already won. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. I hope that you understand your scriptures well and realize that even though I didn't read some, it was all rather scriptural. Let me bless us and release us. We're going to go out slightly earlier for morning tea, because we actually can have morning tea, and that itself is a gift. And we are thinking and mindful of those who are unable to be with us for reasons of warfare, if you like. Some casualties we wished we didn't have to suffer, but they are online with us now. So let me bless you and release you. Ma iho a koe manaki, ma na koe tiaki. Ma iho e mea kiahi utano, kia tiaho tona mata kia koe. Ma no hoki koe atawhai. Ma iho a tona kanohi a whakara kia koe. Mana anō e tuku tarangamari e ki a koe. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and bring you peace. Amen. Oh, by the way, that's just me. So it's okay. All right, thank you for coming. Wouldn't have been the same without you.